With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Harvard University is the latest target of the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
$9 billion in grants and contracts are being threatened unless Harvard agrees to a list of demands from the federal government. It's just one of several Ivy League schools feeling the heat. Columbia University was the first one targeted, and it agreed to several demands. The Trump administration also suspended about $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a transgender swimmer. And Princeton University had dozens of its research grants halted by the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Books on the Holocaust and histories of feminism are just some of those removed from the U.S. Naval Academy's library this week. It comes after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the school to get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Navy removed 381 books. President Trump is to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be their second White House sit-down since Trump's return to office. At the meeting Monday, the leaders are expected to focus on the latest news out of Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, over Democratic opposition, Senate Republicans have pushed through a crucial next step that's central to President Trump's agenda.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51 to 48, the Republicans passed the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting senators spent hours churning through amendments before a final vote that sends the package to the House for the next step. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines, at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Religious switching is tracked in a new global poll. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool for getting it done. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court announcing it will hear a case involving South Carolina's attempt to strip medical funding for Planned Parenthood. It's called the torpedo bat, and it's becoming the talk of Major League Baseball.
These strikingly different bats with large bowling pin-like barrels are picking up orders. Victus Sports, the company that makes the official bat of MLB, has seen sales and interest spike in the bat. Victus isn't the only company producing the bulgy bats, but were among the first to list them for sale online after the Yankees made them the talk of the sports world. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
It could be a record-setting event tomorrow for Alex Ovechkin when the Washington Capitals take on the New York Islanders. As the big Russian ties break Wayne Gretzky's NHL career goals record, he is currently tied with Gretzky at 894. The 39-year-old Russian superstar is now one away from breaking it with six left to play this season. More on these stories, plus full details, headlines, and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.